hey, welcome back to the DriveCast. This is Paul from Marion. So thankful that you've chosen to join us today on the DriveCast as we continue to reflect back on Holy Week. And today we're going to be in Matthew 26, 6 through 13. This comes after what we talked about yesterday, what Cale worked through in the withering of the fig tree. And this also comes after several judgments that Jesus gives in parabolic form in Matthew 22 through 25 against Jerusalem and its leaders. And in this story, we see an incredible display of generosity. Again, Matthew 26, 6 through 13. I think it's good. We just go ahead and read it versus me summarizing it and probably missing some important details. So here we go. Now, when Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came up to him with an alabaster flask of very expensive ointment, and she poured it on his head, and he reclined reclined at table. And when the disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, "Why this waste? For this could have been sold for a large sum or given to the poor." But Jesus was aware of this, said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a beautiful thing to me. For you always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. In pouring this ointment on my head, she has done it to prepare me for burial. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." And so this, I think, brings up a point of radical generosity to an extreme degree that we might think is crazy, that we might think is waste, or that others might think is crazy and waste. And what we then do with that. This woman pours this oil on Jesus's head as a way to honor him. And whether she knows it or not, he then says it to her, whether she knows it or not, prior to her doing this thing, she is anointing him for burial as he's about to be crucified. Again, the disciples see this and they're saying, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, we could have used this to give to the poor." And Jesus says, "Look, you're always going to have the poor with you, but you're not always going to have me with you physically in the way that I am now." That's what he means by that. And what Jesus also does not mean is that we should not give to the poor, for example, now. When we give to LifePoint, for example, we have many different partner ministries, and in part that giving goes to helping support those partner ministries that work with the poor in our community in all sorts of different ways that we, as the church, try to minister to those in our community who might fit within that category, right? Hopefully you get what I'm saying here. But I think, again, the point that is brought up is, how willing am I to use my time, my talent, my resources, whether that be my home or possessions or financial resources, in a radical way for the glory of Jesus? Now, what this woman was doing was ultimately looking toward the glory of Christ and saying, "Whatever I have, I'm going to give toward that." And again, everybody else looked around at her and said, "You're crazy. This is a waste." And she says, by continuing in this act, "No, Jesus is worth it." And so I think what that then maybe challenges us with is, are we willing to be radical in our generosity? Again, maybe in the form of how we give our talents and serving, maybe in the form of how we give our financial resources, but even to the point where others might see what we're doing, what we're spending our money on, what we're spending our time on, and think, "Man, what a waste. Like, that's over the top. Sure, give a little bit, but that's just crazy." And I think the giving radically and generously just for the sake of doing something crazy is not the heart. Giving radically and generously, whether again through our time, talents, or treasures, needs to be motivated out of what Jesus has ultimately done for us. And that's where we have this reflection on Holy Week, this reminder that God gave the most extravagant gift that we could ever fathom in the giving of his son. We talked about that in Romans 8 last week, in the last week of the Romans series, For the Love of God series. And so God giving his son, Jesus, being willing to take upon himself the wrath of God against sin. There is nothing more extravagant. There's nothing more over the top than that. And what that should do then is motivate us to give in extravagant ways in response to the ultimate gift of salvation that we have been given, that we receive by faith. And so that then brings up some questions for us. How can we respond to the ultimate gift that Jesus has given us? How can we, like this woman, as verse 7 says, give the most expensive thing, in a sense, that we have, the thing that maybe we feel like costs us the most? And again, maybe for some of us, that is time. It's like, we are so busy, we've got so much going on, I just don't have time. Maybe that's it for you. And so I do want to challenge us and ask that question. And I think we can do that through prayer. And so we're going to go to the Lord. We're going to pray. We're going to ask him to reveal what that is for us. And again, we're not going to do this out of obligation, of checking a box to be spiritual. We're going to do this out of a heart response to, again, what God has done for us. And if you don't feel that, and that should be your prayer. Like, God, help me to understand the gravity of what you've done for me and work in me in such a way that I respond generously in my life. So, Father, we do pray that. For those of us who maybe don't, are in awe, and I know I come in and out of seasons of that, of the radical gift that you have given us in the salvific gift of Jesus. We say, work in our hearts by the power of your Spirit, blow us up. That we would be in awe of the salvation we are offered through Christ. For others of us who are maybe feeling like maybe I can take a step again in generosity, whether that be with my time, talents, or treasures, would we take a step in saying I want to give to the extent that you know what, it pushes me and it makes me ask, is this crazy? Maybe it even makes others ask, is that crazy? So, Lord, by the power of your Spirit, give us wisdom there. Give us counsel. Give us a right heart in making these decisions and committing these things to you for your glory, for our good. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen.